My mask, your mask, they don't necessarily look the same. We don't all wear the same mask, but some of us, we wear a happy mask, but internally we're tore up. We're struggling with depression, anxiety, drug addiction, marital problems. Some of us wear a mask of sarcasm or humor, and that prevents our relationships from moving past the superficial level because we're afraid of rejection. Some of us wear an anger mask due to the fear of abandonment or rejection. I wore an angry mask for a long time. It worked well. It helped me to keep people away from me.
A few years ago, I struggled with an addiction to pornography. I was able to conceal this addiction for quite some time. As a result, I was held hostage by this secret. So I put on the mask of having it all together. Eventually, my sin caught up with me, and I was at a point where I needed to make a decision. Do I continue to lie to myself or confess my sin and remove my mask? I chose the latter. Since then, my relationship with God has become stronger. Since the Casey Simrose message today entitled The Masquerade will help explain why it is important as believers to remove any false mask. Come, let's join her as she explains.
So I was coming in and one of my sisters asked me, so what do you have for us today? And the only thing I have is what God's given me, right? My experience with the Lord and what he's brought me through. The only thing I have is my testimony, right? And then he gave me a little message to go along with it. But if you guys will join me in prayer. Lord God, I thank you. I thank you for salvation today. I thank you for healing and deliverance. Lord God, I thank you for the opportunity to share some of what you've given me, Father. And Lord God, I was praying this morning, Father God, who would be able to see a little bit of themselves in the message. And if someone gets led just a little bit closer to you today, God, Lord, I pray that you soften hearts, that hearts are already prepared to hear from you with a great expectation, Father. Lord God, I thank you for being the rock, being the foundation. And I thank you for your word. Lord God, I thank you for a testimony. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So, testimony service is no secret. That's my favorite part of the service. That's an opportunity where we get to hear from each other where we're at, you know, where we get to hear where God's at. You know, the thing I love about testimony service, or even just speaking with people and they share their testimonies, is that it's a reflection of what God's doing. They're sharing what God is doing. They're not sharing what they believe the enemy to be doing. They're not sharing where they believe that this big failure is happening. They're sharing, this is what God is doing in my life. This is what God has done in my life. And if we can point back to God through our testimonies, we're going to be leading people to God rather than pulling them away. And so some of you, if you've been around me for very long, I've probably heard some of my testimony. Bits and pieces here and there comes out. It's just, you know, when we walk this walk, kind of just oozes out of us a little bit. Some of you have sat in a more intimate setting with me and heard a more fuller version of my testimony. So today I'm going to share a piece of my testimony because it just really leads into what God has laid on my heart. And before I was coming and was typing up some stuff and fear really started to creep in. You know, my husband does the media ministry here, and this message goes out all over the world. This message will most likely reach people who've been a part of my life who have no idea about my testimony. Family members who are going to react in some kind of way, maybe. And so fear started to creep in. Well, maybe I'll just edit it a little bit. Maybe I just won't say anything about that. Maybe I just won't even speak about it at all. And really, the Lord impressing upon me is that your truth is your truth. And if it ever is used against you, it's for my glory. I can't edit the testimony that God's given me. And I can't worry about how other people receive it or not, because it's the truth. right? And so I'll just share that, I guess. You know, when I was born into a family that already had two older kiddos, and I had a mother who, very low IQ, back in the day it would have been a diagnosis of mental retardation. Today, as a counselor, I would probably diagnose it with something like a cognitive impairment, right? Sounds a little better. But she functioned at a very, very low level. And then my father, he was a drug addict, alcoholic, and had some serious anger issues. And so the first couple years of my life, my father would leave the home. I guess he would go to work or do whatever he was doing during the day. And my brother and my sister and I would be locked in a closet for most of the day, because our mother wasn't able to care for us. And then my brother and my sister pretty early on developed some of their own mental issues. Some very similar diagnosis, very low, below 70 IQ. Didn't learn to speak until they were over 5 years old. And as the years went on with neglect and abuse and stuff, they acquired some other mental health diagnosis that they carry around with them even today. But it was probably about 2 years old when my father, maybe it was a little sooner, it was probably about 1.5, and my father, he beat my mother up really bad, and she had to go to the hospital. And that was when her mother then stepped in and removed her from the home. So that left me and my brother and my sister there in the home. And then my father, he remarried very, very soon after that, and that introduced a couple more kiddos into the family, but we got out of the closet, right? So that was a good thing. But still very dysfunctional family. And I don't know if any of you are familiar with drug addiction and mental health issues and things like that, but it makes for a pretty chaotic environment. And then you throw in the fact that there's severe poverty and generational things going on there. And so ended up being pretty rough childhood. And then, you know, there was physical abuse, sexual abuse. And all throughout it, I always believed that I wasn't really impacted, because I had evidence. I could look at my brother and sister and be like, well, they were really impacted by it. But I'm pretty normal, you know, and so I didn't see that my being promiscuous at a young age was anything related to any of that, you know, or that I had, you know, put myself in some very dangerous situations pretty early on. It's just the way we lived in the neighborhood that we grew up in. And so year after year after year, I mean, I don't think the sexual abuse and the physical abuse stopped till I was probably about 16 years old. And then I was pregnant. And that's when it was time to get out, you know? And so I did. I got out, finished high school, graduated early, and then I went into the Army. That was my escape, which kind of leads into the message here. And what I really wanted to talk about today is the mask that we wear, and how we can remove those masks, and what happens when we remove those masks. You know, the removing of these masks are what some counselors call the false self or false identity. We put a label on it. But this mask, it's the self we think others will approve of, right? Part of removing this mask journey for me has been the process of applying this word, you know, what I'm sharing with you today that God has given me. And thus far, it's been about a 6-year process. I anticipate it being even longer. Some of my testimony involves the military, providing a fresh start for me. It was a place where I could change my identity, right? And I could be whoever I wanted to be, whoever I desired to project to other people. See, no one knew me. They didn't know the real me. The me that was buried under and behind so many walls. The me that was running from the sexually abused, neglected, terribly broken girl from the ghetto. The military allowed me to go into full masquerade ball mode. If you're not familiar with what masquerade ball is, it's a party, right? Full of mystery. Yeah, you get to dress in extravagant costumes and wear a mask to hide your true identity. And so while these masks might be fun at parties, wearing these masks during everyday life is unhealthy psychologically, socially, spiritually. It causes us to be distant, causes us to lack true relationship with friends, family, and God. Psychologically, we use the false self or this false identity because we don't think others like the person we truly are. So we present ourselves in a way that we think others will approve of. We do this in many ways. I don't think any of this is going to be a shocker to anyone. Through consumption of social media, Hollywood movies, fashion magazines, we're filled with many false ideas of what it means to be a woman or a man. Or by the relationships and the upbringing that we had, we're taught what it means to be a woman or a man. So if I'm abused, if I'm neglected, if I'm taken advantage of, I'm taught at a very young age that that's the way I'm supposed to be treated. I take that on as my identity. Or we compare ourselves with the unrealistic images, right, that are portrayed in the media, or those that we assume, people that we assume have it all together. But we always fall short. We're never pretty enough, wealthy enough, smart enough, etc. Put your enough in that blank. Yeah. Ultimately, we tell ourselves, I'm not good enough. Therefore, what am I left to do? I must present myself in another way in order to be liked and avoid rejection and pain. You see, psychologically, my idea of self was so messed up from the jump. Because of the abuse and the neglect I experienced growing up, I felt that no one could possibly like me, much less love me. And for good reason, my experiences confirmed day after day, month after month, year after year, that I was unlovable. So of course I wanted to change. I wanted to be someone else. My sense of self was so messed up, it was only natural that I would want to change that. And how do I change that? Well, by the world's standards, I can consume as much drugs as possible, alter my state of mind. I can sleep with as many people as possible, and maybe I'll find love that way. Maybe somebody will love me, because I didn't love myself, right? My mask, your mask, they don't necessarily look the same. We don't all wear the same mask, but some of us, we wear a happy mask, but internally we're tore up. We're struggling with depression, anxiety, drug addiction, marital problems. Some of us wear a mask of sarcasm or humor, and that prevents our relationships from moving past a superficial level because we're afraid of rejection. Some of us wear an anger mask due to the fear of abandonment or rejection. I wore an angry mask for a long time. It worked well. It helped me to keep people away from me. It worked very well. Some of us, and I'm guilty of this one as well, wear an intellectual mask or a professional mask that prevents others from seeing our flaws and our insecurities. Because I have all these letters behind my name, I have all these degrees and these accomplishments, well, that's who I am, that's my identity. Never letting anyone see the real me or get very close. Therefore, there's no real intimacy, there's no real relationship in that. And then there's the church mask. This mask is usually put on in the car on the way to church. And it's in hopes that we'll look holy and spiritual. Only thing is those riding in the car with you to church see you putting that mask on, and we look a mess, like a hypocrite. But I thank God for grace. Some of us have worn these masks so long, we aren't even aware of it. Because of our past experiences, we feel a need to hide the true us from everyone else. I know somewhere along the line, I learned that if I express or expose my true self, I'd be rejected, I'd come up short, I'd feel not good enough. And like me, many of you wear masks for good reason as well. For protection. protection from judgment, criticism, further hurt from others. You see, these masks, they hide our wounds, they hide our brokenness. They perpetuate this lie, the lie that I've got it all together. I'm good, my marriage is fine. I've got a perfect family. My life is picture perfect. I don't need anyone. That was one of my favorite ones. I don't need anyone. I don't need you. I'm strong in my faith. Insert whatever your lie is there. But these masks, they prevent us from experiencing true intimacy and genuine relationships. My experiences have taught me, or they taught me, that no one was trustworthy. And while I desperately longed for true friendship, true loving relationships, allowing myself to be vulnerable and authentic was not an option. I needed to protect myself. At least that's the lie that I told myself and believed it. See, God tells us that we are created to be in relationship. We are relational beings. We're created to be in relationship with Him and in relationships with others. Any of you, if you've been around me for any amount of time, you've probably heard me quote the scripture from Luke 10 and 27. He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all of your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." That's relationship. When we wear masks, we do not allow our true selves to be exposed. We distance ourselves from our friends, from our family, from God. Intimacy in relationship requires vulnerability and transparency, neither of which can be experienced while wearing a mask. If we're going to experience God's best for us through our relationships, then we're going to have to take the risk and put ourselves out there. And risk is scary. But it's worth it. You know, I always tell clients when they come in, take a risk, but do it with a safe person, someone you trust, even if it's only one person in your life where you can take a mask off and be real, a family member, a friend, counselor, whoever it is, take that mask off. And as a side note, we have to be safe people, a safe place for others to be real. Because if you take your mask off and I'm sitting here like, ooh, you know, and I respond in a negative way, it tells you that I'm not safe. It also tells you those all those lies that you believed about yourself are now very real, and they become the truth. So we have to be safe people, and we have to allow people to be real with us. We have to take our mask off and let our real selves experience God's best for us through the relationships He's given us. That's where we're going to find our purpose. That's where we're going to find our calling. It's through the relationships that God has placed us in. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. What you find underneath that mask might be ugly. It might be shameful or dirty. But what matters more? What you see or what God saw when He died on the cross and said you were worth it? It may not be perfect under the mask, and that just means there's still some work that needs to be done. You know that refining process that church folks call sanctification? That's what that is. You gotta let God chisel off the old, the dirty, the sinful, fleshy parts of us and reveal the beloved daughter or son that's under all that mess. And while the heart naturally wants to hide, God's grace says, come out just as you are. I love you. I will refine you. You don't have to do it yourself. Truth be told, you can't do it yourself. I couldn't fix myself. Even all the trying I tried, there was no fixing me. The only one who could fix me was God. You know, and if you're struggling like I was, and sometimes still am, with anger or other issues like anxiety, depression, broken relationships, healing is possible. God is a healer. God is a restorer. He is a deliverer. But hiding behind your mask doesn't help you in any way. It only perpetuates the lie and prevents you from experiencing God's best for you. When we reach out to God and reach out to our brothers and our sisters, and we don't let fear prevent us from obtaining God's best, it's an awesome thing. And I would say, don't let fear talk you out of your spiritual growth. I hear this all the time. I hear folks say, you know, you can't just share your business with anyone. And that may be true. But I used that excuse for so many years until God corrected me with his truth, telling me, Casey, you have no control over what someone else is going to do with the information you share. And truth is truth. If it's used against you, it'll be for my glory. See, who the Lord sets free is free indeed. I'm no longer held in bondage by the judgments of others. It's through my truth and the removing of my mask that God is glorified. So when someone asks me, you know, how are you doing? My usual go-to response would be, I'm good. Now my response is, sometimes it's I'm good. I share some of my truth with them. Some of that truth may be I'm blessed or all is well. Might be that kind of day. Or it may be, you know what, things don't seem to be working out in my favor right now, but I'm still trusting God. Or I may say something like, today was a difficult day. I really dropped the ball and I didn't trust God to provide. I didn't trust God to protect me or defend me or for that security that I feel that I need. Or when someone asks me the seemingly safe question people like to ask when they don't want a real answer, they just want you to say, I'm good. They'll go to, well, how are the kids doing? I tell them the truth. I say they're struggling right now. Some of them are even running for God, running from God. But I believe him for their salvation, and I'm trusting in him for that. You know, I don't let other people's response to my realness anymore prevent me from still sharing the truth. A lot of people don't ask me how I'm doing anymore, but that's okay, right? I'm giving them an opportunity to see God at work through being honest and being real. And sometimes your realness is going to be too much for some people, and that's okay. But sometimes it's going to be just what someone else needs right at the perfect moment. See, this is all relatively new to me. I used to have a really thick and tall wall. Walls. Let's put an S on the end of that. I had thick and tall walls. And I wouldn't share anything personal, but I love the new me. And I'm excited to see the new spiritual growth that's coming with the new trials that are coming. See, I've experienced this process of removing my mask that I am lovable. I am beautiful, flaws and all. I'm not who others tried to make me be. I'm not the abuse I experienced. I'm not who my past says I am. I'm not who the enemy says I am. I'm who God says I am. I am his beloved daughter. I have experienced healing and deliverance in so many areas of my being. Healing I didn't even know that was needed until God revealed to me. Never even believed to be possible. See, my experience with God has shown me that all things are possible and that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's Philippians 4:13. Just so I could say I shared a scripture today. My faith, though, has grown so much, and I thank God for the people he's placed in my life that have experienced this journey with me or on this journey with me. My husband, my goodness, this is a man who loved me when I couldn't even love myself. Saw right through my mask and has been on this journey with me for 17 plus years now. In my mess and all, was able to see that God had something else in there. See, once I repented of my sins and placed my trust in Christ, he began a work in me. And now I can believe the scripture, Philippians 1:6, it says, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in me will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. God's placed so many loving people in my path that have accepted the real me, the raw and ugly me at times, as well as the overconfident, hard-headed me, and still choose to love me. You see, I think a good friend, I used to think, a good friend was one that would offer to hit the clubs with me, or smoke a blunt with me if they knew I had a bad day. But now I know a true friend is one that'll pray with me and pray for me without criticism, without judgment. Now that's my idea of a ride or die friend. I'm eternally grateful for the relationships that I have, and I thank God every day for all of you that continue to challenge me, encourage me, and walk with me in Christ. And I do ask all of you to join me in taking off your mask and walking in truth, because I want to see my brothers and my sisters being delivered. I want to see my brothers and my sisters set free. And it all starts with being honest with yourself, with God, and with those that he's placed in relationship with you. Please know that I love you. I'm on this journey with you. And one last thing. If you're wearing a church mask, just playing church, and never really repented from your sins and placed your trust in God, or if you want to experience God's grace and know that the burdens of your sins are too much for you to carry on your own, I want to invite you to join me in prayer and seek God for your salvation today.
I want to thank you for taking time to listen to this message. Know that God loves and cares for you deeply. You know, we all have struggles in our life, tough times, and much more. But God is about to do great things in your life. Remember the scripture found in Galatians 6 and 9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. It's your season for breakthrough. Don't give up. Don't stop. Trust God to bring you through. God bless you.
I would like to take a time to thank all listeners of the Lily Kojic Podcast. I pray that you or someone close to you was truly blessed by the messages that we bring to you weekly. As we go forward, we ask that you share the podcast with as many people as possible. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7 states, "So neither is he that plants anything, neither is he that waters, but God gives the increase." Our goal is to expand this ministry to reach more people with the good news of the gospel. You can help us achieve that goal by supporting us with a donation of any amount. We have a donation button located on our podcast page that allows you to support this ministry. Thank you, and God bless.